The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You could also text the show, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Missed the first hour, a little sportsy, but we're starting to mix it up now.
This is probably not funny to anybody but me, but I've got a pitcher playing for the A's today in my fantasy baseball league.
Yeah.
Sean Manaea, and it's 8-0 in the fifth inning. So Sean Manaea is pitching well. He's given up zero runs. The White Sox started James Shields, but of course he gave up eight runs, so they went to a reliever. His name's Juan Manaea. So Sean Manaea versus Juan Manaea. Different spellings of the last name.
Okay.
Totally unrelated. But that's amusing to me.
I see.
Sean versus Juan.
Okay. I'm glad that's funny. Hey, you know what else is funny? How's this for a transition?
Barry Laminack. Show.
Yeah, Barry's going to be at the Improv tonight with Brendan Schaub. And here's
I don't know when Brendan Schaub got funny.
I don't know either, but Barry's there. And we know Barry.
I wonder if Barry would tell me the truth if I asked if Brendan Schaub's funny.
Probably not on air. If he was funny, he would tell you. But if he wasn't, no, he wouldn't. But he's going to be there tonight and tomorrow. And just a quick pitch here: go to the Big City Wings; it's right next door.
Yeah,
load up on some wings, get you some beer, and then go see the show.
That's if you can't get tickets to Chappelle, go see Barry tonight.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I'd kind of like to see Chappelle, but I Jon Stewart was so god awful that I don't think I would. I would pay any money to go do that. I think Granato went last night. Wonder what he thought. A couple of things from Twitter. Jared says, I'm behind on the stream and heard the Space Force convo sounds like Bruce Wayne saying it's for R&D. Trump must be our superhero in disguise. Could be.
Wait. Trump is Batman?
Could be.
Mm.
He's more like Bruce Wayne.
I mean, he is pretty fit, right?
Like, yeah.
According to Trump.
Isn't he really wealthy also?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You might be onto something, Jared. Daniel says, talking about me, I can see you as the Nick Fury of Space Force. And Trump makes me the cult leader I always wanted to be, and I get the hand-picked blitzers for my squad. I'm loving this idea. Yeah. That's a good plan. And then Drunk Bevo, help me out here. Scam or not a scammer? At a gas station on Richmond, and the only pumps available are full serve. All the self-serves are blocked by parked cars. First off, where are you going that has full service?
Yeah, who's got full service gas anymore?
Yeah. I think I would just go down the road to someplace that doesn't. That would be my guess. 713-780-ESPN. 713 says Brendan Schaub's podcast pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to trust everybody on that. So, and the fact that he's doing the improv is pretty big. And the fact that Barry's there is pretty big for him. So go check it out. All right, we want to go sportsy. We want to go non-sportsy. We got a little bit of everything here.
Let's go... I mean, we did do Space Force.
But that was sportsy.
Was it? Yeah. Okay, then let's go. And I just talked about the A's White Sox game.
Yeah.
It was really sports intensive.
Yeah, that was huge.
So, yeah, I guess we should probably go non-sports here.
All right. So, I have, this one's kind of sports, though, but I wanted to get to it before I forget about it. The idiot streaker who was on the field last week in the CFL game.
Yeah, that got crushed.
He's going to sue. He's hired a law firm. I'm like, man, if you win that lawsuit, I hope you die. That is like, you don't.
I don't think you can win that lawsuit.
I don't know how you can.
I mean, he's breaking the law.
Yeah, you have no business being on that field. You got wrecked. It was funny to watch. And yeah, you know what? If it caused you, it says, our client suffered serious injuries, including a mild traumatic brain injury as a result of being violently struck by BC Lions player Marcel Young. He's been released from the hospital and is now recovering at his home. His future prognosis remains unclear. Dude, you're a dumb. You went out there on the field. You get what you deserve. I'm sorry. Am I going to go sue a driver if I decide, oh, I'm going to try to make it across the street? I'm going to run across 45 here while cars are going full speed. Boom, I'm dead. Or, oh, I suffered traumatic brain injury. Do I get to sue the car for that?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No, because I'm a dumb. And there's no reason for me to be out there. That you're trying to show off to your friends, and you're running around the field like you're some big shot, and you get blasted. I'm on the blaster side here. I'm sorry. But he said, I do have some injuries. Said, contrary to some news reports, our client was never arrested or taken to jail, but was released from the stadium shortly after the incident before being taken to the hospital by his family. What a scam. He was not charged with a criminal offense and was offered an ambulance, which he declined. I'm telling you, that was, plus that was a cool hit, but it says on your ticket, don't run on the field, right?
Right.
Not responsible if player decides to blast you. God, I hate people like that. Let me go do something wrong, something I have no business doing, get embarrassed because I did it.
Right.
Now I'm going to sue you.
Yeah. Now you embarrass me. I'm give me a break.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way he's going to win.
Somebody says in New Jersey, it's illegal to pump your own gasoline. Wasn't that the case in Oregon forever?
Oregon is still, you still pump your own gas. Well, they're starting to they're starting to sprinkle in places where you can pump your own gas. Mm. But most of the places are still full service. It's really weird. Like, my wife didn't know how to pump gas until she moved to Texas.
Yeah, I remember when they first brought in the self-pumping thing, people were freaking out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were like, oh, it's dangerous.
Oh, dear. Yeah, it's worked okay in the other 48 states. I'm sure you'll be fine. 832 says, isn't it like if someone tried to break into your house and gets hurt while doing that, they can sue you for damages? Not saying I agree, but I've heard of stupid bleep like that before. What a douchebag. It is like that. If you break into my house and you start going up the stairs and the dog comes and jumps on you and you fall down and break something, you're going to sue me?
Yeah.
You're going to sue my dog?
Yes.
You don't belong there. The dog does. And I'm going to high-five the dog, just like they did the player. I'm going to go up and say, good job, Derbs. You took that guy out. And if I lose that lawsuit, now people are going to want to break into my house and sue me. Great. Thanks for that, Texter. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, so that was sportsy, but Jared, what is a mild dramatic brain injury? Traumatic, not dramatic. I don't know, man. I don't know about this world. There's so many things that I see that I'm just like, really? This is a lawsuit?
I'm pretty sure I know the way that's going to go.
Yeah. Well, it's not here. It's in Canada, so
right.
It'll be a waste of their money. But, okay.
Well, it may be illegal in Canada.
All I know is that they've legalized marijuana. Thank you for that. My stock just keeps going up.
Yeah. Get in at the right time.
Thanks
for the tip, by the way.
Well, I gave it to you 2 days before they legalized. It's not my fault you didn't get it done. Did you see the... things that need to stop. ESPN's body issue.
Oh.
I hate that thing. That is
I don't even care about it because I don't read ESPN the magazine.
Yeah, I don't either. But
every time they do that body issue, they start flashing it around,
and there's like pictures of people everywhere.
Yeah.
And every website I go to, it's, oh, look at that. I don't want to see that.
Usually there's one really like old person and one really fat person.
Yeah, and this year Greg Norman's the really old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I've already seen, and I don't want to see the pictures. I don't, and yet there they are. I don't remember what website it was on. I was on this morning. It's one of the ones I go to for show prep, and there's naked Greg Norman. I'm like, ugh. So you have Saquon Barkley, Carl Anthony Towns, the WWE Charlotte Flair.
That's Ric Flair's daughter.
Okay. And if you're a fan of the WNBA, very well represented. Seattle's Breanna Stewart and Sue Bird, and Seattle Reign soccer legend Megan Rapinoe.
Okay.
So, Yasiel Puig.
Ooh.
Here's one that you'll get excited about, and I bet you're going to rush out just to see this one. Houston Astros pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Yes.
God, maybe that's a, is Barry just yelling at everybody out there? What the hell?
Is this his act?
I don't know. I think he's practicing his act on the interns. What are you doing? Are you just screaming at everybody?
They were asking me to do a read, and I was showing them how I wanted to do it, and they wouldn't allow me.
You wanted to do it as Sam Kinison? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I'm basically doing all Kinison jokes.
Yeah,
tonight.
Everything is just going to be at like volume 10 or yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
You're like the Dane Cook of our station now. It's just.
I wish.
If it's not funny, just yell it really loud and it's funny.
Yeah, and then do a pantomime. Just pantomime loud things.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. You got it.
Good call.
So you coming tonight?
No, I'm going to Chappelle.
Oh, who? I never heard of that guy. Yeah.
Actually, I'm really not going down there, but because it's too far from my house. But to go to Chappelle. But no, is Brennan Schaub funny?
I've never seen him do stand up. I know he's been pretty popular, like doing the Rogan podcast and other podcasts.
He does his own podcast.
He's got his own podcast, which is really popular. But I've not seen him do stand up, so I don't know.
Okay, you didn't like Google any of his any of his work, huh?
You're doing this cold, huh?
I mean, I don't have. He doesn't have to be funny for me to be funny.
Are you going to say, but like you say, when you're finishing up, do you say, you guys stick around for the very funny Brennan Schaub?
No, I just say, now for the man you paid to come and see. And then I read his credits and then bring him up.
See, I would pay to come see you before I'd pay to see him, but I know you, so there's a difference.
Well,
I don't know him. He may not.
I've heard all your crappy jokes.
That's true.
Listen, I know what you're doing. Brennan Schaub, now there's some mystery.
You haven't heard all. You went to one show when I started. I was like,
dude, I heard
that was my guest set.
I heard your jokes like when we were doing a podcast together.
No, I don't use those jokes.
Oh, you got rid of those jokes?
Yeah, no. Oh. Now I actually have good ones.
Oh, that's too bad. I mean, you had some winners in
you
there.
I got to give credit to AJ. He actually, but he came to the very first time I ever did a paid show. It was that guest set at Bohemio's.
Yeah.
Down in like the fourth ward or something like that.
I was there.
Never been since.
I went to one other show.
This guy sucks.
I went to one other show at a school.
That was a horrible show.
Yeah, it was a bad show. I mean, not your fault, but the whole show in general was a bad vibe.
Yeah, you need to come out to like a legit show. Like the next month I'm at the Joke Joint. You need to come out there.
I might come down there. The Joke Joint's just so far from my house.
It's far from my house too. I'm in Spring.
I know, but you're not going to have to like drive home drunk from there.
No, but I make them put me up in a hotel. I ain't driving back there.
Oh, well, tell them if they get me a hotel, I'll go to their show.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. The one show that he did right down the street that I kept telling him, man, whenever you're there, I'll go. He forgot to tell me until night of. But I have been to at least two of his shows.
You saw me at a festival, huh?
I think it was Whatever Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, in fact, the other time I saw you was some other, there was a bunch of comedians there for that, too.
Comedy's one of those things I really enjoy going out and watching it. But then, like, when the time comes to actually do it, I never go do it. I don't know why.
You getting on stage or going to the show?
Going to watch a show.
I like that. It's just called being old and lazy.
Yeah, I just don't like to do anything, honestly. But my wife enjoys stand-up comedy, and both the times I went to see you, she came with me, and she likes to. I mean, she enjoys it, but I just can never get the motivation to like actually leave the house, and especially when it's like 45 minutes from my house.
Well, it's funny. It's also weird, but I'm doing Brennan Schaub show this week, and then in July at the Joke Joint, I'm with Greg Warren, who used to be a collegiate wrestler. So, and I know he does jokes about that, so you might actually enjoy that set because need to come out. It'll be good.
All right, I'll think about it.
Cool.
You gonna have some special jokes that day, or is it gonna be the same old act?
No, it's gonna be all my A+ material.
Okay, then I'll probably come then.
Okay.
I've seen a bunch of your jokes on YouTube. It's
there's not that many of my jokes.
Oh, I've seen them.
You saw the one clean set I've done in my life at the Improv.
Do you still do the girl? Are you a beaver?
Yeah.
Oh, God dang it. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going.
I mean, there's 44 minutes of material.
Do you do the one where you're you go on a run and the kids are clapping for you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I shorten that now. That used to be like 6 or 7 minutes. I just do a minute.
Like, that was
That's
funny.
Really just doing a setup for the actual joke.
That was funny when you were fat. But now it's
But that's
like,
the whole joke now. I was telling this on the show yesterday. I said the thing about comedy, because I forget how we got on the subject, but I was like, you almost have to excuse you have to give an excuse up front as to why you're going to make some fun of somebody. So when I set it up now, I say, yeah, I used to be a big dude. And I, you know, I started on my weight loss journey, and I learned that, you know, you're fat when you go jogging through your neighborhood and people stop and clap for you. But I do all that so I can say, you know, what's sad is I had to tell you guys I used to be fat before I tell you that joke. Because otherwise you're like, this guy's an a-hole just up there making fat jokes. Anyway, so I used to be black. And and that's the, so now that's the setup
that's
for
pretty
the
good.
Joke. Yeah. So that's the
that's
setup.
Pretty good.
Okay.
I do think
thanks
you were
for
funny.
The, thanks for the check mark.
I do think you were funny when you were fat.
Oh, everybody's funny when they're fat.
Yeah, I remember when you told
that's
me you're thinking about doing stand-up, and I was like, oh, this will probably be good because you're fat.
And you hate yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So like you're going to have some good stuff.
That's why I still have to do those jokes, because that was some of my best stuff.
That would come, it came from your dark time.
Yes. Yeah, once Nora leaves me, I'm going to have my own Netflix special.
Oh, that'll be good. All you need is a heroin addiction, and you're ready to go.
I mean, well, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess crack doesn't count.
Keep hanging out at the joke joint.
Next to the bombshells that shut down.
I think meth works better for
meth?
Him.
No, because you got to have teeth to tell jokes.
Yeah, that'd be bad. That'd be bad.
Oh boy.
Oh, all right. I got to tell you guys about my computer career. When Barry gives up on comedy and decides to go back to IT, maybe my computer career can help him out. If you're stuck in a job that you don't love, maybe you're not making enough money. You know, it's just, you're struggling to make ends meet, or you're just not happy with the job that you're in. My Computer Career can take care of it. They can change your life. Duran was a kitchen cook, and he was struggling to make more money. He was struggling to make money, and he finally decided to make a change. Now he's making 50% more money doing something that he loves. If you don't love what you're doing, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't even care. That's the thing. They're there to help you start an IT career. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week, and that's everything you're going to need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Hope you're having a great Friday. This is not raining all the way home like it has been most of the week for everybody. So there's that. But there's a positive. Hey, I don't know if you saw this because you're not paying attention to the World Cup, but...
Was there a goal?
No, this has nothing to do with the game on the field.
Oh, okay.
You see that Burger King got in trouble for an idea that I had years ago?
Burger King. Was it for making chicken fries?
No, nothing like that.
Oh, what was the idea?
Basically, they had an ad that said... It promised Russian women a lifetime supply of free meals and a cash prize if they were to become pregnant with a child fathered by a World Cup soccer player. Now, I've long said this is a good plan to build the U.S. team up.
But you also...
Is breed our women to the Ronaldos of the world.
Yeah, but you... I mean, you're talking about... You wanted to breed like a super athlete to a super athlete.
Yeah, but
this
I mean...
It's just like for regular women to sleep with a soccer player.
But Ronaldo's not going to sleep with a donkey.
No, probably not. Yeah. Well, he might.
Yeah, you never know. But it says the offer was extended to girls who managed to get the best football genes and lay down the success of the Russian national football team. It is a reward for the girls who get pregnant from the international football superstars. Burger King pulled the media campaign off social media on Tuesday and admitted it was, quote, too offensive. In a statement released on Thursday, Burger King's media relations department in the U.S. headquarters apologized for, quote, the clearly offensive promotion that the team in Russia launched online. Dude, don't run from it. It's your company.
Yeah.
I don't find that offensive at all. So, yeah.
Hey,
But according to USA Today, it's extremely offensive.
Have you seen this list of... You're familiar with the website Ashley Madison, right?
I'm familiar with it, yes.
You've heard of it before?
Heard of it.
Ashley Madison is
Large Arab Man 289.
A website where if you are married, it's a dating website for you. It's a spot for you to find something extra, as they call it. And basically, it's not like what you married guys are doing now, where you're on Tinder pretending to not be married. This is like where you're letting people know up front, I'm married. And sometimes there's a married lady who's looking for the same thing as you, and you guys get your groove on together. They released a list of the top 20 cities where the most affairs are going on.
Okay. Now, I thought most of the women on that site were actually made up.
I don't think so.
They went through a whole controversy.
Over half of their members are female. Really? They say 54% of their users are female.
I'm not having any luck on that site. I have to.
Well, listen. The state of Texas, well represented.
Okay.
How about 25% of the top 20? 5 out of the top 20.
Wow.
Including number 19, Fort Worth.
Okay.
Number 17, San Antonio.
Okay.
Number 10, Austin.
Makes sense.
Number 8, Houston, Texas.
Really?
Yeah. Look at us. And number.
So there's really that many women out there that would.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just.
And number 3, Dallas.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, we've made our mark, I would say, on the world of infidelity.
I wonder if I just sort of jumped in, if maybe I could get us to number 7. You know, if I were to actually participate on the website. I don't know. Yeah. Number 8. That's nationally, or is that internationally?
No, that's not. Well, Vancouver, BC's on there, so
okay,
I guess.
Yeah, because I think they're based in Canada.
Oh no, I'm wrong. Vancouver's not on there. Okay. So it is of yeah.
Because I thought that company was based in Ottawa, and I thought that was a whole big deal. There was a controversy because like most of the women on there were fake accounts, and it was just to get guys to sign up.
Okay.
So, at least that's what I heard. I don't know. I'm not really. All kidding aside, not really. I don't know how Ashley Madison works. I do remember one of the first shows we did when Jong was here. I think Jong was here for that one. Jong and Matt, Dean and I, we had a girl on who was on Ashley Madison, and we interviewed her, and it kind of turned out being sort of sad. And I was like, you know, at first, because we thought it'd be funny, because that's when the Ashley Madison ads were all over the Super Bowl. So, yeah, let's find somebody on there. And then we start talking to her, and it's kind of like, oh, man, this is depressing. So, kind of backfired a little bit. Hey, guys, got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. They change lives every day. And right now, school's out, but they're going to be looking ahead to the fall. And you need to help because so many of these kids are really, really good kids that would not get the opportunities they're getting if not for the Can Academies. And they work around whatever problems that these young people have, and they give them another chance. And so many of them go on to take advantage of it and do great things. And they need your donations to help. And by your donations, they mean vehicles, cars, trucks, motorcycle, can be an RV, can be a tractor. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. You know, they're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation is tax deductible. You can be the next Blitzer to step up. Doesn't matter where you live. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and tow it free of charge. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, that you want to be the next Blitzer to step up, $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Wanted to mention that I will be at Whitmire's Sunday at 1 o'clock for our TV show. Come by and check it out. Sports on the Rocks is going to be a lot of fun. Major announcement coming while we're there. And a couple people asking about CFL plays tonight again. Under on Montreal is my only play tonight. All right, let's get to the gambling guru of the universe. And hopefully his voice is back. He's gotten rid of the leprosy that has plagued him for the last 2 weeks. Our good friend RJ Bell. What's going on, RJ?
You know, maybe I'm just talking too much. I feel better, but I'm still got a lingering congestion.
Well, you do like 5,000 hours a week of radio by the time you're...
It's too much. It's too much.
It's too much.
I'm podcasts.
You guys got to start carrying your weight. Let's be candid.
Well, fine. Fine.
Well, you don't know how much weight Fred has to carry,
yeah,
RJ.
It's
exhausting.
And I'm already carrying AJ, so come
That's
on.
Right. Yeah.
He's getting ready for TV.
No.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to make sure the camera is not on me. That's why I have somebody else doing the show with me who actually looks good on camera.
Avoid the profile shot.
Yeah, avoid any shot of me. The voice is fine, but you don't want to see me on there. So, man, it seems like these where LeBron goes odds change daily. What drives that? Is it just the, okay, so-and-so's reporting this, so-and-so reports this? But it seems like even the Lakers, you know, big jump since the draft in one day. What's going on with all this?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And this is a big macro point, big picture point. You want to know what you're handicapping, and you've got to be very explicit in your mind. And the best example is wrestling. Right? WWE, WrestleMania, you can bet that. And people, you know, want to be wise guys on Twitter are like, well, that's crazy. But, well, think about it. What are you handicapping? You're handicapping what the writers are going to do on a scripted show. One of the first most famous prop bets was who shot JR, speaking of Texas, 1980 style. And What were you predicting there? What the writers were going to do? Now, in this case, we're handicapping what LeBron's going to do, but we understand that the driver of the odds is the mainstream sports media narrative. Oh, so-and-so reports LeBron's son enrolled at school XYZ in Los Angeles. Oh, okay. Odds got to go up. So-and-so says it's either, Windhorse says it's either Lakers or Cavs. Okay, Lakers goes up, Cavs go up, other teams go down. So, in general, I would say with these kind of overreact to whatever the headline is that day, if you would have just sat and said, whenever a team seems like they're out of it is when I'm going to put a little piece, a little sprinkle on them. You would have been able to get the Lakers at some point at 8-1. You would have got the Cavs like at 10-1. And, you know, all these teams would have been otherwise 20-1 or better at a certain point. So I would say this is typically, I don't like to follow the public. I don't like to follow the betting moves. I think in this case, you want to be 100% contrarian. Is whatever, and it doesn't mean you're going to win every bet. In fact, if you bet more than one, you can't win every bet. But it means you're going to buy at the low point the best odds with every team. And to me, that's where the opportunity is, because I don't think the public narratives are nearly as predictive as they are in other handicapping situations.
I want to see the Lakers keep going down, because I think that's the team, their media team. They're going to have that narrative pushed over and over. Any indicator out there that he might go there is going to impact the media coverage. I think that's the one I would fade, and I would go for somebody else if I were going to jump on this.
The Rockets 8-1 right now, and that's dropped. They were
a favorite at one point.
Yeah,
they were right there amongst the favorites, and it's a good example. Every team has ebbed and flowed, and if history's any indication, Dwayne Wade didn't know LeBron was going back to Cleveland 24 hours before. So it's not like he's telling a bunch of people. Who knows if he even knows?
I noticed you've got what the odds would be for certain teams if he winds up there. I guess pretty big jump for teams like the Spurs, but the Rockets are plus 350 now to win the whole thing. If they get LeBron, they go to plus 150, which would be co-favorites with the Warriors. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that was a fascinating. Actually, ESPN New York asked us to do at pregame.com a hypothetical odds. Assume LeBron goes to the Lakers. Then assume he goes to the Spurs. Then assume he goes to the Sixers. Then the Rockets. And though it's a little nuanced that it wouldn't exactly be plus 150 for Golden State all the time, meaning the better team that LeBron went to, the worse it would be for Golden State.
Like if LeBron went to the Celtics or the Sixers, it's better or it's worse for Golden State.
Well, yes, but the worst of all is the Rockets. So let's just say for a baseline, though, Golden State plus 150. Lakers would be about 7-1. Now, if you look at the Lakers now, they're about 8-1. So, I mean, all the value almost of LeBron being there is pretty much built in now. Spurs, as we said, would be about 5-1. I mean, think about it. Aldridge, and then assuming if LeBron went, they're going to keep Leonard.
Why? Yeah.
Yeah, and then LeBron. And then Popovich, right? That's a good team. Sixers, we got a plus 220. And then the best team, and we didn't have the Celtics in the mix here, the best team would be the Rockets. And it was a big debate. Would they be about plus 150, which would be equal odds, or would they actually be favored? And I was on the side of saying even odds, plus 150 each, go and say Houston with LeBron. The other guy that was on the kind of committee, Fezzik, actually thought, you know, more I think about it, Houston would be favored. So that's an interesting question. LeBron on Houston, understanding whatever the natural kind of, hey, where does, you know, some of the other not, Harden and not CP3, but some of the other players, who do you lose? You know, you would know that based upon, I think, the reality of the salary cap. So with that realistic expectation of what would happen to Houston, the rest of the team, if LeBron came, who's favored? Them or Golden State?
I think the Rockets would be slight favorites.
I think the Rockets would be favorites too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they would be betting favorites. I would think the Rockets were probably the favorites, but I don't know if Vegas would be willing to put a plus next to the Warriors.
Well, there's a plus next to the Warriors now, plus 140.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, how much bigger could it get, though?
That's the thing is I think the plus 140 right now is really showing some pessimism for Golden State. But I've been saying this for a long time, but I've, you know, one thing President Trump has taught me is three words can be very catchy, right? Think about the different three words phrases at the rallies and such. Bookies are bad. That's kind of the new one I've made up. And all joking aside, it's true. These bookies not only are competitive with you, they want to beat you. They don't want a fair game. They don't want a fair bet. And what they've done here is pretty much with every team, what the odds would be with LeBron and without LeBron, they've moved it about 70% towards the with LeBron odds for every team. And then one of the five or six or seven he'll go to, and they'll move that team the last 30%, improving the odds. And the other teams will move 70% back to where they were or would have been without LeBron. But you would think, wait a minute. If you're moving five teams or six or seven, probably shouldn't move at 70% towards that. But anytime you have future odds, what you need to understand is with future odds, it's not obvious what the commission is. So if it's minus 110, minus 110 on a spread bet, you know that the VIG or the commission is the 20-cent straddle. In that case, it's less than 5%. Oftentimes with future bets, the VIG, the hold percentage is upwards of 40%. So literally $100 go in the pot, they take 40 and split up the other 60. And how do they get away with that? Well, more square-ish bettors like future bets, future title bets, Like, who's going to win the NBA title? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? And number two, it's just not obvious. Now, I have a little spreadsheet I made that you put in the odds, and it tells you what the hold percentage is. But they figure, okay, we'll put the Lakers at 7-1, and we'll put Philly at 8-1. You know, we'll move these teams and give, I mean, quite frankly, poor odds. And what's the real consequence? You can't bet the other side. And that's probably the best takeaway. If I said next year's Super Bowl, will aliens land during the halftime show? Now, it has to happen during the halftime show. Aliens. And it has to be on the field of play. And I'll give you 20-1. Mm. You guys, you know, pay out. Long shot.
Will we have a Space Force by then? Yes or no?
Well, you know, we'll see about
that. Because the Space Force
would
never allow that.
That's true. See, that's an interesting handicap. But the but the reality is, I would get people betting it if I had a sports book. And they figure it's just a free roll. Since no one can bet no, I can put up any odds I want. So be careful if you're betting a long shot that doesn't let you bet the no, because that's probably a sign they're not giving you too good of odds. Because if they were happy with the odds, they would be very they would be okay with you betting the no. Right? Right now, if they thought, okay, Lakers are +800, -1100 on the no, they would welcome that action. Except they don't think the odds are +800. They think they're more like 1200 or 1400. And thus they don't want to let you bet minus, you know, with a reasonable straddle, +800, -1100. You think they'd welcome it, but they don't. That's a sign. Bookies are bad.
Bastards.
I think
there you go.
RJ, I think we found something.
I'm a little classier in that.
I think we finally found something that all three of us agree on. You've done it.
Well, that's a big, I think that's a big move in our relationship.
I think so too.
I think we're all heading the right direction.
I think so too.
Since we're on the futures odds, and I know you've got the World Series odds up, the Astros currently at 5-1, Yankees 5.5. I'm looking at this Red Sox team at 10-1. I kind of feel like all three of those teams are pretty close, and well, they've all got 50 wins. I'm wondering if I'm looking to play something here, if there isn't value in a team like that as opposed to the Astros and Yankees. Oh, I think those prices seem pretty fair to me considering how well those teams have played.
Well, remember, there's no sport, and it's the opposite of the NBA. In the NBA, we often say it's the sport where the best team wins the highest percentage of the time. 7 games, series, and luck isn't all that important. In baseball, 7-game series, yes, but boy, there's a lot of luck. 3-2 pitch on the outside corner, strike, no runs, innings over, boom, he hits it, 3-run homer. That's what, potentially 35% of the runs for the game and one pitch. That's got a baseball huge element of luck. Thus, and this is an important tip, in baseball, you should be handicapping who's going to make the playoffs. Now, I'm going to make this sound sort of profound, but it's not. You can't win the World Series if you don't make the playoffs.
This is true.
But
I didn't know that.
But once you make the playoffs, the most advanced sabermetric guys, Baseball Prospectus, Bill James, all of those guys, Daryl Morey, they pretty much say, and we used to have Jonah Carey, one of the better sabermetric guys, on our local Vegas ESPN show for years. They can't find anything that's predictive in the playoffs. Meaning, one team has 85 wins, one has 105, doesn't really matter. So, in general, if you want to bet futures, look for teams that are long shots that you think you know. You know, let's say they're 7 games back, but they're in second place in their division. And let's say they don't have any chance for a wild card. So it's like, yeah, this team's barely above 500, but you're really negative on the division leader. And you actually are positive on this team. You know, maybe you end up getting 60-1. It wasn't that long ago, 5 or 6 years ago, you might remember St. Louis had a heck of a run to win the division late in the year, and then they ended up winning the World Series, and they had 999-1 at the MGM. Oh, it was like MGM pretty much. You guys remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
No.
Oh, but you remember when St. Louis was like 5 or 6 games.
Yeah, I remember they were pretty big dogs, but I didn't know it was 999-1.
Well, that was the case is that, you know, the book, you know, those less sophisticated books look and go, oh, they're back six. You know, it's almost like in the NFL, you can have teams have that bad odds. And you know, I mean, how are the Browns going to win it, right? Or how are the Bills going to win? It's just hard to envision. But in baseball, if you make the playoffs, it's pretty much a coin flip. So I think handicapping long shot teams to make the playoffs is where the opportunity is in World Series future bet.
Well, I have a couple that I like, and they're all in the National League. I don't know if that's coincidence or not, but I think the Dodgers at 16-1 is pretty decent value after the start that they had for them to be as close in the mix as they are now and playing as well as they have over the last 30, 40 games. I think they're going to end up probably running away with that division. If you don't believe in them, though, I think the Cardinals, again, like the Brewers are leading the division. And the Cardinals are like 5 games back. There's no way that the Cardinals don't feel like they've got a shot to make. And at 45-1, you got to feel good with that. And the Giants are 47.5-1. At least that's what you've got listed here. 47.5-1. And they're just a couple games out of first place. They're like 6 games out. They just got their best player back from a long-term injury. I mean, I think those are the kind of numbers that are interesting to me. Teams that, like you said, they could find a way to sneak into the playoffs. Giants are 4 games out of first place. 47.5-1, that's a pretty good number.
So, AJ, when you say at least that's what you have listed here,
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Sometimes the number changes from the time you send it until we actually get on the air.
You think in the last couple hours someone overheard AJ talking about the value?
No, this is the first time I've talked about it. I'm just saying
the Giants down?
No, I'm just saying in general, sometimes these numbers change. I didn't mean anything by it.
Well, you know, pregame's only the official odds provider for the Associated Press. So we get it right sometimes.
Okay. All right.
Occasionally.
Fake news. hey, how much action is the World Cup taking out there? Because we've had a lot of interest in it here, and I know our guy that we do has been getting tons of hits on his articles about it. Does Vegas do a lot of business on World Cup?
I mean, more than you might think, but remember, and I don't know how the numbers actually stack up, like with Premier League or whatever, but what I know for sure is in Europe, soccer is the number one bet sport. So in a weird way, it feels like, oh, you know, once every 4 years, we get really involved, and it's true, but, you know, a place like Pinnacle, which is, you know, a very big offshore book, that has an international clientele, they take huge money on soccer throughout, you know, all throughout the calendar year. So what I would say in general is, you know, a bookie, let's say a local guy out of Houston who, you know, has Texas guys in his book, you know, I think it's pretty modest, but it is, you know, hey, listen, we're going to have in the next week or two, I think it's next week, I can't remember, is we'll have you know, we'll spend about 6 minutes handicapping hot dog eating for Nathan's contest. So here is a great adage to go by. Whatever is the biggest event that day gets surprising action. So Super Bowl, a lot of Super Bowl betting. But literally, if the only event is women's NCAA tournament final, you know, how they play on Sunday or whatever. I can't remember if it's the semis on Sunday. It gets like an inordinate amount of action because people look and they scan the odds and they say, what's the most interesting event? And whatever it is, Super Bowl all the way to hot dog contest, people want action that day. Now, the irony is you take something like, and let's just say something like a big college basketball game. That big college basketball game gets tons of action in, let's say, early March, let's say a conference tournament, Duke, North Carolina. But if that same Duke, North Carolina was on an NFL Sunday, it would get hardly any action. It's all relative because people usually have, unless you're a true degen, you've got bandwidth for one or a couple bets. You don't want to go through all the NFL and then worry about college basketball. But if that CBB is at the top of the interest, then, oh, yeah, that game, I got to bet that game. But on Sunday, NFL Sunday, they wouldn't even consider it.
All right, that's RJ Bell. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And I'm glad to hear you're recovering. You made it through that one without falling apart on us. So I guess we did our part too.
Exactly, and you know, and when AJ is so disrespectful, it gets the adrenaline going, so it helps too. So thank you, AJ.
Sorry, RJ.
I'm joking. Have a good day, guys.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. It's RJ Bell, pregame.com. All right, we're going to take a break. A lot of stuff to get to. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.